Hey, GWAers. It seemed like it was that time again to do a questionnaire, and so I went digging around, and I have to say, I chose this one based entirely on the title. It was posted 3 years ago by CB, and it is called Spill It, CB's Playfully Innocent, Lustful List of Intimate Topics. I just thought that was a great title. So, without really looking at the questions, I'm just gonna go for it and see what happens. On a scale of 1 to 10, how similar are you to your GWA persona? 1 being not alike, 10 being exactly alike. You know, I don't even think of myself as having a persona. I just kind of feel like I'm me. I just changed my name. So I guess I'd say 10. Question 2, what's the story behind your username? No, I am not a Smurf. I get that joke a lot. I am very much a sapiosexual. I overthink things a lot. I'm a huge reader. And I just find intelligence, hands down, the sexiest quality a person can have. So, yeah, trying to come up with something catchy and brainy babe got thrown at the wall and seemed to stick. So that was that. How many languages do you speak? What are they? Say something sexy for us.
Hi, I'm BB, and I speak English. It's my only language.
I'm a product of the American public school system, and we do not put an emphasis on teaching foreign languages. Most kids are not exposed to the option of learning a foreign language until 9th grade. I personally consider this practice of not teaching foreign language to children is deplorable, and the joke's on us, because my understanding is that within the next 40 years, English is not going to be the language spoken by the majority of our citizens. So we need to get our ass in gear. Not only that, but I think it adds to our cultural ignorance and isolation and bigotry. Question 4, who is your celebrity lookalike? I don't know if I have one. When I was younger, people used to say Robin Wright. And it was kind of true back then. But I don't know if you have seen her in House of Cards. She is breathtaking, and she's older than me. So I think she's gorgeous. If I were into girls, I would fuck her. Yeah, I would definitely fuck her. Okay, question 5, who knows your secrets? Can you share any of them with us? Well, as I'm sure is true for a lot of you, since doing this, not that many people. And they're all out there in GWA land, those that do know. No, I can't share any of them for the same reasons that you can't share any of them. All right. Question 6. What bad habits do you have? I am rather proud of my bad habit because I am 3-time national champion and I hold a bronze Olympic medal in procrastination. Tell us the story of losing your virginity. I actually made a questionnaire about this for other people to do. And it was so much fun, and so many people answered it, and it was great to read. And I'd love to have more people answer it. It wasn't all that eventful. College boyfriend, been together for a year, known each other since 6th grade. We were good friends. We were madly in love. We were both Catholic. Very devout Catholics, and pretty much believed we were going to hell if we had sex. So we did everything else, believing that PIV was the only quote-unquote real sex. So that was postponed until about a month before my 20th birthday, and planned, you know, the whole romantic weekend with, you know, wine, which of course was illegal for us, and lingerie and candles, and we talked about it for weeks in advance, and it was all very intentional, and it was fine. we'd been together for a while, and I had orgasms all the time when we were together. But that night did not, for the reasons most women experience, which was, you know, we were taught to think that this is the be-all and end-all, and for most of us, especially if you're young, you don't get any clitoral stimulation, and it just doesn't do a whole hell of a lot for you. So, of course, the experience was entirely different for him. And then he was absolutely crushed when he realized it hadn't been for me. And he got very upset, and I was trying to comfort him, and it was kind of a big sobbing mess. I ended up leaving his dorm room and going into the hallway where there was a phone booth with a payphone in it. And for those of you youngins out there, this is one of those big boxes like Clark Kent goes into when he changes into Superman. And I called my best friend, who was at a different school, and I was crying and crying, and she knew what was planned for the weekend, so immediately she thought the worst. And I said, no, 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 it's not that, it's not that. She's like, what? And I just stopped for a minute, and I got really angry, and I said, am I really going to hell for that? That is what I waited for? That is sending me to hell? I was like, oh, hell no. BB did not say fuck back then. Okay, so that was the story of me losing my virginity. Question 8, how frequently do you have sex with someone else or with yourself? Okay, with myself, pretty much daily. With someone else, that depends on who or if I'm dating. Question 9, what is your biggest regret? Well, you're definitely not getting that. But I will say that probably my second biggest regret was when I was about 22, I did sing more when I was younger, and I was singing in a concert, and after the concert I was approached by an agent, and he said, you know, I'd love to have you come in and audition for me. And what he did was he cast sort of the filler chorus roles for traveling Broadway shows at the time anyway. The entire cast didn't necessarily go. If it was something like Les Mis, where you had, you know, cast of thousands, the filler singers there would, you know, be hired by city. And so, he approached me and gave me his card. And, you know, if you've done any performing out in the real world, you know that, you know, this is a matter of routine for them. They're just trying to get new people in to try to find new talent. It wasn't necessarily a reflection of some great ability, but it would have been a neat experience, and it would have been something that would have answered a lot of curiosities for me. So in other words, going, you know, if they had given me an indication of whether or not I could actually get into Broadway work, you know, would have been nice to know one way or the other. And I did not go. And I did not go because I thought if I were to be told that I had potential, I wouldn't know what to do about my then boyfriend, because he was moving across the country and I had planned to go with him. We weren't engaged, but he did eventually become my husband. And of course, now I'm divorced, so make of that what you will. But I basically gave it up for a boy, and it was the wrong decision, very wrong decision. I should have gone, probably would have been told no anyway, but at least then that curiosity would have been satisfied. But I didn't, but I do regret that. What would you choose as your death row meal? Wow. Boiled lobster and melted butter. What is your question 11, what is your favorite scent? Jasmine, real jasmine, like the plant. Number 12, what do you wear to bed on a regular night or on sexy time nights? Oh, every night is a sexy time night in my life. I don't wear anything to bed ever. I just that's just comfortable for me. Also cuts down on laundry. On sexy time nights, oh, come on, people, I have a closet full of shit. Yeah, lingerie, mostly. Okay, do you read, number 13, do you read in bed? Absolutely. Who is your favorite author? Oh, you know, that's like saying, you know, what's your favorite food? I mean, if I had to pick, it would be between probably, well, right now, Toni Morrison, Gabriel Garcia Marquez. Yeah, I'll go with those two for now. Hopefully there'll be more in the future. Oh, I love David Sedaris, but that's a totally other flavor. Question 14. Tell us about your... excuse me. Tell us about your most recent sexual encounter. Okay, should have read these questions first. All right, it was yesterday. It was phone sex. Very, very good phone sex with a new friend. Number 15, what one word best describes you inside the bedroom, outside the bedroom? One word, really? Inside the bedroom, I would, playful, adventurous, sensuous, primal. It depends on the mood. It depends on the day. It depends on the partner. Outside the bedroom, that one's a little easier. I do tend to be an all or nothing kind of girl. So if I am invested in something, it's usually something I'm very passionate about, which can be a curse and a blessing. Number 16, do you have any tattoos or piercings? Yes, I have 1, 2, 3, 4 tattoos and 5 piercings in my ears, although I really just wear 2 now. Question 17, have you ever come without touching your penis or pussy? No. It's on my bucket list. Number 18, what is your record for... Oh, God. Should have read these questions before. What is your record for coming in 24 hours? Did you challenge yourself to it, or did it just happen? Are you multi-orgasmic? Okay, so maybe this is the secret I'm going to share. Up until yesterday, I was not multi-orgasmic. Turns out, I am. And record for coming in the last 24 hours in 24 hours also happened to be in the last 24 hours, which is currently at 4. Did I challenge myself to it? No. Did it just happen? Oh yeah. Okay. What is on your sexual bucket list? Let me see. It's kind of long. I don't think I have time to read that, but let's just say if I could pick one thing right now, it would be a consensual, sensual gangbang. And I despise that word. I despise that word, but that is what we call it. So a sensual, consensual gangbang. All right, last question. Number 20. Describe what an orgasm feels like to you, hopefully while having an orgasm. Okay, well, given the last 24 hours, you're not getting an orgasm. But I will try to describe it, and I don't know that I've ever tried to do this before, so bear with me. I would say that when, and I think this is true for many women, it varies. It can vary in intensity, it can vary in sensation, but in general, if it's real good, an overwhelming, frenetic, electric, almost intolerable need, followed by luscious release that's also sometimes almost too much, then I usually feel this just sort of a warm tingling throughout my whole body, through my arms, my legs. And I know some of that is, muscle burn from really being into it. But then as that dissipates, my knees kind of feel numb, like I can't feel them. And then I just kind of, if I'm tired, I just bliss out. If I'm not tired, I'm kind of giddy, not in a schoolgirl way, but just, you know, that we all seem to have it when you listen to audios, that sort of satisfied chuckle that we do after we come, which I think is just one of the most luscious sounds in the world next to baby laughter. Yeah. So I think that's pretty much an apt description. That's all the questions. So thanks for listening. If you want to check it out, I'll put the link in the post. Thanks, CB, for the questions. This was a lot of fun. Like I said, I picked it for the title, but they ended up to be fun questions. So thanks for listening and stay sexy, people. Bye.